that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your Labor Day weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. We're listening here to original music from last year's edition of the annual Only in Chico event, The Butcher Shop, a festival of theater, music, dance, visual art, and community. Today we talk with three of the creators of this year's Butcher Shop, happening tomorrow and Sunday. Tonight, at the Museum of Northern California Art in Chico, there's a special event to celebrate, discuss, and show images of the vibrant world of Chico's street art and public murals. On today's program, we talk with two of the presenters of that event, the main organizer, and one of the visionary artists who turn ordinary walls into colorful artwork. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
At the Orland Art Center, the exhibit A Marvelous Media Mix, featuring works by Denise Granger Kerbs. This self-taught artist tackles a diverse range of subject matter using a variety of media, watercolors, pastels, graphite, and her newest medium, alcohol inks. Meet the artist today at a reception at the center going on right now and lasting till 7. In Chico tonight at the Downtown Plaza, start your Labor Day weekend as Sapphire Soul lays down some serious blues with some Motown and R&B thrown in. The music begins at 7 o'clock. Thursday, at Chico State's Laxon Auditorium, the kids from the Blue Room Young Company stage The Lion King Jr., Journey to Pride Rock with this adaptation of Disney's animated classic with all those memorable tunes. The performance starts at 7:30. In the Arts and Humanities Building at Chico State, the Janet Turner Print Museum presents Printing Obsessions, Conjuring Curatorial Practice. Advanced art students select works that highlight the meticulous side of printmaking. The Turners open 11 to 4, Monday through Saturday. Down the hall from the Turner, at the Jackie Headley University Art Gallery, the exhibit Two Truths and a Lie, featuring the work of famed tabloid photographer Ouija, as well as pieces by contemporary artists Zoe Crocher and Jessamine Lovell. The galleries open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, and Saturday, noon to 4. Opening Thursday at Theater on the Ridge in Paradise, Radioland's Fall Fantasia, a cast filled with acting and singing talent, pays tribute to radio shows of yesteryear. Curtain time is 7:30. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Celebrating a birthday today, comedian Lily Tomlin. As she reminds us, the best mind-altering drug is the truth.
It's up to you, Dr. Janky.
This is from a lively, rather malevolent song from last year's Only in Chico outdoor evening of theater, music, dance, and visual art, known as The Butcher Shop. In the original musical that was presented last year, the slick villain, played by master of retro hipsterism, Fred Stewart, is intent on getting some crucial information from the good guy scientist, Dr. Janky.
Wanna have a good life?
It's up to you.
Just sell out your wife?
It's up to you.
Wanna bail out your mother?
It's up to
Just give up, your brother. Wanna sleep through the night? Just give up your civil rights. Wanna hear a little music? Just gotta let him choose it. Cause whatever you need, you just gotta ask. And whatever you want, I'm sure you can have. Confess to them what you like to do. It's your choice, it's up to you.
The Butcher Shop. That's the name of the only in Chico theater event that happens tomorrow and Sunday. And we have three of the people who are helping to create that event: Denver Latimer, Haley Hughes, and Jesse Karch. Denver, you're probably the person here who's been with the Butcher Shop the longest. Tell us what the Butcher Shop is.
The Butcher Shop is a free outdoor community theater festival that features local musicians, painters, puppeteers, actors, and writers.
Would you say this is very tied in with the community and the idea of community?
Slow Theater, which is the producer of the Butcher Shop, is really about community engagement. So it fits into that umbrella of what we're trying to do, which is do theater that reflects the issues of our time and our culture.
Everybody's invited.
Theaters are intimidating. Theaters are behind locked doors. You can't leave in the middle of a play because you'll interrupt the actors. This is in a field. It's free. There's no walls. So you can leave if you don't like it, and you can come and sit down at any time and enjoy it.
It's out on the very edge of Chico. What's the name of the street?
Estes Road. Normal turns into Estes Road, and you just drive to the end of Estes Road.
We also have Jesse Karch, one of the theater creators. So, Jesse, what does the Butcher Shop mean to you?
I live in New York most of the year, and then I come back to Chico during the summer. We put on this show. For me, it's all about getting together a huge group of artists working on something in an organic way. I love to come back to Chico, and I've been doing it for the last 8 years, to put on this festival. It's a growing community of artists. We started small. We just keep growing and growing. We have actors, of course, because it's a play, but we also have a band called Dave the Butcher. We have more and more painters and sculptors every year, a huge scene shop. We spend about a month making props and costumes and set pieces. Our set pieces are very sculptural, very colorful, very big because we're out in a big field. It's a big theater of scale, a theater for 1,000 people sitting in a field under the stars. We have singers, we have dancers, we have young and old actors, we have actors that are veterans from the 80s and 90s, we have actors from Inspire High School, and then we have writers from the community. For me, it's really about collaboration. It's about that kind of sense of bond with the other artists.
So you just called the style of the Butcher Shop alternative. What does that mean?
It has to do with creativity. It has to do with using your imagination. It has to do with thinking through the cliches and dominant narratives of the world today and kind of thinking about in a utopian space, how would we reframe our idea of the world? What kind of stories would we want to tell? What kinds of cultures would we want to see, create? We want to reflect on the tragedies of modern life and also create some good myths out there, too.
There's many different theater pieces being performed at the Butcher Shop.
Actually, starting last year, we've been writing one long play. So it's about 2-hour play.
It's a musical.
It's a musical. For years, the Butcher Shop was a collection of original one acts and covers of songs from different musical traditions. Starting last year, we decided to do one play. We started having these writers' workshops. Starting at the beginning of the year, where we would get as much of the company together in a room and start asking them questions about what they're concerned about in the upcoming year, what kinds of things are on their mind, but also what kinds of things are they dreaming about, kind of trying to tap the collective unconscious of the community. And then we get a theme together out of that workshop. We take that theme and we distill it into the theme that seems most vital for that year. And then we start telling a lot of stories about that theme. This year's theme is deception. It was picked from many different topics, but it was the one that was most vital to people. What we've been doing since last year, this is the second year we've done this method, using the community polling, brainstorming, theme gathering research method to create a story around a theme, a metaphor, a concern of the community.
Denver, the title of the Butcher Shop this year is My Name Was Deception. Describe what you mean by deception and how does that pervade what this play is about?
Well, I think it comes out of the idea that we have an administration right now running our nation that is using deceptive tactics, trying to distort reality and history. That's kind of where we come up with the name. It also refers to the fact that Chico, as a community, we've ranked very low in happiness over the last couple Gallup polls. There's kind of been this, I feel like, a lack of an engagement with that fact. The fact that Chico has this poverty rate, the average household income is $10,000 below the national average. We're suffering from poverty that the rest of the nation isn't. We're stressed. We're lacking in a sense of community well-being. There was a huge homelessness problem in Chico. I think all those things are things we haven't engaged with as a community, and there's a lot of unhappiness here, and I think that's what we're kind of trying to take on in the play is our self-deception.
Haley Hughes, you are the scenic designer?
We have a few scenic designers, but I'm one of the main scenic designers. I live in New York as well, and working with Jesse throughout different readings and kind of conceiving visual things for the background, and also having the visual ideas play back into the writing as the play develops and changes. And then we have about 5 backdrop painters doing different things, creating their own sketches, working off of each other. It's a really great experience to be able to be outside and work on all this.
How would you describe the aesthetic of the visuals, what people will see when they go to the butcher shop?
Aesthetically, the various scenes obviously are dictated by the play, but really kind of just bringing you into this magical space, whether it's like in the middle of a celery field, during a ritual ceremony, or whether it's on a soundstage. So kind of bringing all of these things together, but very colorful, very bright, to kind of help soothe the darker sides.
Would you say there's something surreal or enlarged about the look and feel of the butcher shop?
Absolutely. Because of the way the stage is set up, because of the huge audience, you kind of have to make every aspect in certain ways larger than life without taking people too far out of the reality of the play that we're doing. It's definitely big. It's definitely bright. It's definitely going to transport you to El Esposito, which is the town in the play.
What's it like for you, Haley, to work on this big project and until just a week or two before the project starts, you're working long distance all the way across the country. You're in New York, we're in Chico. What's it like being so far away from where it's going to happen?
It's definitely strange, but you know, when we come together like the past few weeks in preparation for our opening, it's really a fantastic opportunity for all the visual artists to have this space, to be able to come here. In New York, you're working in a tiny studio. To be able to come here and work in a backyard on an 8x16-inch canvas and like have all this time and these amazing people to work with really opens up so many doorways. Chico's a special place, you know. We're all really happy to come back here when we do.
Jesse, describe how this event feels and what it's like doing this outdoor thing in this setting that you'll be in.
It feels like a kind of pop-up utopia to me. People come in, they join into a sense of community. We let anyone be in the show that wants to be in the show. This year, I think we have a cast of 50. We have a lot of different styles represented. We like to bring in artists and say, paint in your style. It's about you and how can you participate here in telling the story. It feels like engaging with like a living way of creating an original piece.
Denver, what's it like helping coordinate this event that involves so many different people?
It's exciting. Always exciting when you meet an artist who can show you a new way of looking at music or dance or theater or painting. Every year there's always new people joining us. So just the sense of discovery, that's a powerful feeling, like when you're discovering someone's inner creative being and their way of seeing the world. That's happening multiple times during our preparation process. And it feels good that we're bringing that out of Chicoans, that Chicoans are joining us. It's like a pageant. very ephemeral. It's going to only last 2 days. Then people are going to disappear into their worlds that they already live in. It's, I guess, exciting is the word.
In addition to dance and acting, there's a strong visual art aspect to it, and not just the scenic design. You have other things that have to do with visual art.
This year we have a sculpture garden once again, which is a three-dimensional sort of more static representation of what's happening on the stage. This year we have even more sculptures, and we have a photo booth that's also sculptural and allows the audience to kind of enter a sculpture and then get their picture taken in the sort of world of the play. The idea is people can wander amongst the environment of the play and not just the actors who are on the stage. It's a little more immersive theater experience. We're trying to make that audience be more of the play every year.
Well, let's get into specifics of how people can experience The Butcher Shop. This happens tomorrow and it happens Sunday. It's the same play each day.
Yes.
You drive out Normal until it becomes Estes Road. And if you take your bicycle, it's absolutely free. If you take your car, there's some parking involved.
It's a $5 fee for parking. But if you ride your bike out there, we have free bike parking with Chico Velo doing the bike valet.
And there's some food?
There's, I think, 5 food trucks, Chico Natural Food and Om Foods, which is a great vegetarian food truck, and even dessert trucks. At 5:30 p.m., the food trucks will be open, as well as our local band stage. So all local musicians are performing from 5:30 to 7:30. At 7:30, audiences take their seats getting ready to see the show, which starts promptly at 8.
So a lot of you are coming from New York. Where else are people coming from to take part in this?
Portland, Los Angeles, Bay Area.
So why do you think people come back from all over the place to engage with the Chico audience and with each other to put on The Butcher Shop each year?
A lot of them have desk jobs that where they don't get to be so creative in their normal, you know, 9-to-5 existence. They come back to Chico and it's like a week of just being creative and working with artists and playing in the field.
Yeah. And I mean, it's also how much history everyone has with each other and with this town. There's something really magical about being able to create an artistic vocabulary over so much time.
Jesse, what draws you back year after year to do The Butcher Shop?
The pure spirit of creativity and the opportunity to spend time with good friends and new faces in a creative environment. There's nothing like it. It's just the best way to spend time with people. Oh, I love being outside too. And so that I find to be really a healing force for me as an artist.
Jesse, what's the main idea that this play is about?
The original story that we wrote concerns a small town in the West, a fictional town called El Esposito. There's a new mayor in El Esposito. She used to work in the technology sector. She ran on a platform of lifting people out of their misery. And the first thing she did when she got to town was she put a test chemical in the drinking water. It really did give people a big mood boost. But where the play starts, there's 3 interns in the mayor's office. They all are having these recurring nightmares, and they think that maybe it's tied to this test chemical, but no one will listen to them. They go to see the town psychic to get their nightmares interpreted. That's when they start on this incredible journey to discover the real secret of the test chemical, possible corruption in the town, and really almost a global conspiracy that comes back to roost in this town.
Denver, I know that you've been in theater of different types for a long time. What is this type of theater that you do with slow theater and The Butcher Shop that differentiates it from other types of theater?
Slow theater is not one style of theater. Slow theater is finding different styles of theater that resonate with our community. We're trying to find different modes of theater that reflect issues that are in our community.
Would you call The Butcher Shop a happening that you would engage with if you go to it tomorrow or Sunday?
I would call it a happening pageant of mirthful political comedy.
I think that for us, theater is an art form that encompasses all the other art forms. It contains writing, it contains painting, it contains sculpture, it contains textiles, it contains music, it contains dance, it contains storytelling, it contains acting. there's really no rules. And I think that the only rules that we have in our exploration is we want to have a big cast. We want to have big, colorful set pieces, and we want to have music. And the show is free and outside. And so those are our only rules. And then from there, we're totally free.
It's a big event, the Butcher Shop. It happens tomorrow and again on Sunday on the edge of Chico on Estes Road. And everybody's invited to the Butcher Shop. Thanks to all of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, come
Thank
on
you.
Down.
Is closing in.
This is another song that was performed as part of the production at the Butcher Shop last year. To find out what those creative butcher shoppers are up to this year, join them at the event tomorrow night or Sunday night.
You've been
join our visual art expert, Dolores, at the Museum of Northern California Art in Chico.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm talking about the Pachacacha event this evening, taking place at MONCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, from 7 to 10 o'clock. I'm first going to be talking to Jesse Lusardi, who has organized this. Say a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in Chico. I moved away and went into the Peace Corps for a couple years. When I was living in Thailand in the Peace Corps was the first time that I saw a Pachacacha event.
This word, which is Japanese, means chit-chat.
The event, it started in 2003 in Tokyo, Japan, organized by a couple who own an architectural firm. They started it because they wanted to have a place where designers, artists could talk about their ideas without getting too complicated.
Jesse, you were saying that your aim is to bring in a very broad public.
Going to some of the art openings, I generally see the same folks, which is great, and we have a lot of great supporters of art. I think that it's really important for the general public to also see what we've got going on. I want this to be a more inclusive event, and I also want to have an audience that is younger. It would be of interest to anyone who likes to go downtown to see public art, street art, murals. The event is unique because it focuses on 20 slides. The presenter has 20 seconds per slide to talk about whatever they have.
The kinds of artists at MONCA are going to be muralists and street artists. A very relaxed and fun kind of conversational evening. People will be able to talk during a break and have refreshments.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All of the Pachacacha events that I've been to, I come away and I'm very inspired. People get intrigued by what is presented. Usually during the intermission, they'll have a chance to come up and talk to the artists and talk to each other.
You have six presenters. How does this differ from a normal art opening?
It's easier for people to get a sense of the artist's ideas. It's also easier for them to approach artists and other people and talk about what they have seen.
What inspired you to organize this event?
Going to a lot of art openings, I've noticed I don't really talk a lot to the artists and I don't really get a chance to interact with the art very much. I think that this is really an important event because it's going to promote that.
I'm turning now to Jed Spear. I saw your mural, which says love on a building owned by Lulu's. It just made me so happy.
I'm glad that it made you happy. That was the intention of it, 100%.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
I was born and raised in Chico. I moved away right out of high school. Moved back in 2013. I just felt Chico needs a little bit more color. I have several murals around the city. There's a peace mural, there's a love mural, there's a unity mural. For me, it's really inspiring to come around that corner and see all of the color and see something different than just a big blank space. I was really inspired by seeing murals all around the world. I'm really interested in collaborating with artists and getting more murals in Chico.
Tell us about your experience in other art communities before coming back to Chico.
I spent 9 years down in Los Angeles. I got really interested in street art. I put posters up all over the city. I think that I was trying to discover who I was. That's what I'm going to talk about tonight, explaining the intention behind the street art.
How about the Lulu mural?
I wanted to do something big, bring some color. Took a little bit of time, but once the design was settled on, we knocked it out and it looks beautiful.
Are there particular problems and opportunities in working so large?
It's super challenging. It takes a lot of paint. I've painted murals not quite that large, a little bit smaller. I definitely underestimated the amount of paint, and I had to go back to the paint store, I think 4 times. I also come from a skateboarding background, and as a skateboarder, even when you're driving in a car or riding on the bus, you're constantly looking out the window and you're looking for transitions and rails or stairs or things that you could skate on, and now I have that vision for murals, so I drive around and I see these big bare walls and I just want to paint them.
You can attend that special event happening tonight at the Museum of Northern California Art. It's celebrating and discussing murals and street art that keep Chico colorful. The Museum of Northern California Art is at the Veterans Hall in Chico, 900 Esplanade. And the event is from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.